jack clashes with the sunset, putting in the attic with the emperor's old clothes. When did it fall apart? Sometime in the 80s, when the great and the good gave way to the greedy and the mean. Britain isn't cool, you know, it's really not that great. It's not a proper country, doesn't even have a patron saint. It's just an economic union, it's past its silver date. Neighbours, if independence looks any good, they just might understand how to take an abstract notion, a personal identity, and turn it into nationhood. This is the 19th century, and I'm watching on TV the dear old Queen of England handing out those MBEs. Member of the British Empire, that doesn't sound too good to me. Gilbert and George are taking the piss, aren't they? Gilbert and George are taking the piss. You know, I just wish they played this on Top of the Pops. It was strange. It was a bit like a teacher doing a song in school assembly. It was a very weird experience. But the they wouldn't let me say taking the piss. I wasn't allowed to say that. And they dropped it out. So I sounded like I was swallowing my word. And then but what happened was, the blessing, the teenagers at Top of the Pops, when it came to that bit, something started and going. And I really just can't sing this bit anymore without that. So you want me to just get it. That's it. Love it. Okay. Join in. Here we go. Gilbert and George are taking the piss, aren't they? Gilbert and George are taking the piss. What could be more British than is a picture of me bum? They allowed me to say bum on Top of the Pops, but they flashed up a picture of me mum. It was very weird. Stop there, mate. Take down the Union Jack, clashes with the sunset, pile up all those history books, but don't throw them away. They just might have a clue about what it really means to be an Anglo-Saxon in England.co.uk. To be an Anglo-Saxon in England.co.uk. Yeah!